Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers, to today's episode, where we will explore the powerful impact of compassion on our lives and the world around us. Get ready to uncover the science behind its effects and how to cultivate more compassion in your daily lives. So sit back, relax, and open your heart to the incredible journey of compassion.
This is one of my favorite subjects in all of the subjects.
Really?
Yes. All yeah, right. Because compassion is just so closely tied to self-love and the real deep worthiness and giving ourselves grace to be imperfect and to still love ourselves and to still appreciate our brilliance in spite of or perhaps because of our mistakes. It reminds us that we're human, and the people who are in our world who love us are going to be right there with us and forgive us. They're going to show us compassion. We have a harder time showing ourselves compassion.
Compassion means to suffer together, and is often described as the heartfelt response to suffering.
Interesting.
Heartfelt response. It literally means to suffer together. And I know we often use the words empathy, sympathy, and compassion interchangeably, but they're very different words.
No, and funny enough, we talk about how the English language doesn't quite nail it, right?
Compared to other languages. We really did just talk about that.
But here we are with three different words that feel similar, but they're very different. Mm-hmm.
Empathy involves understanding and sharing another person's feelings. It's the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes and experience their emotions.
Super important. Develop that skill.
Sympathy is feeling concern or sorrow for someone else's misfortune. So you're not exactly putting yourself in their shoes. You feel for them.
Sympathy is overrated too. I feel like sympathy.
Oh my gosh! Like the Hallmark cards.
Like, and it's like pity.
Thoughts and prayers.
It's like sympathy and pity, and it's like, is it heartfelt? Is it just you being like, my life's better than yours? I don't know. I feel sympathy.
That pity and sorrow is a little slippery slope.
Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh! I do.
This is what we're gonna do. This entire podcast. This episode is gonna be full of jinx.
It feels so aligned. Okay.
Compassion goes a step further than both empathy and sympathy. It involves understanding and empathizing with someone else's pain, and here's the kicker: taking action to alleviate that pain.
Oh. I don't think of it as an action word as much as a feeling word, but yeah, that makes sense. To state, like to take action, or to give a person a hug or yourself a hug, or to state, I understand and I'm here for you, or I don't know. I just, I love that.
Yeah. Compassion involves a deep rooted desire to help and support those who are suffering. So we're not just thinking about them. We're not putting ourselves in their shoes only. We're not sending thoughts and prayers. We're actually doing something.
I love this so much. Compassion is an action word, and it's my favorite of the three.
It's your favorite? One of your favorite action words?
I love it. Now it is.
Even more so. The science of compassion explores its psychological, neurological, and social aspects. Everything comes back to your total well-being. Research in this field examines how the brain processes compassion, its impact on mental and physical health, and its social dynamics.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear some
facts. Could you imagine that practicing compassion leads to increased feelings of happiness and well-being, as well as reduced stress and anxiety?
Okay. So all these things that we talk about, now including compassion, that it's like you give it and you receive it. You know, that karmic rule, what comes around goes around. You give it, you receive it. It just feels like it's in that same wheelhouse of the rules of energy. Compassion is another form of energy. I just have to, can I just for a moment? We are all energy. We are all connected by our energy, one to another, one to the trees and the earth, to the greater experience and the greater cosmic consciousness. And the sooner everybody accepts that, the better off we're all going to be. Okay, that's my PSA.
Lovely segue, Karen, because compassion is the cornerstone of human connection and understanding. In our interactions with others, compassion fosters a sense of solidarity and mutual respect, laying the groundwork for meaningful relationships and communal harmony.
The cornerstone. Compassion cornerstone. I like that. Compassionate cornerstone. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
We did not rehearse that, y'all.
It's could just you imagine like, if we rehearsed this?
I can feel
this?
It like so. Can you feel it? I feel it in the room. It's just
what we do. It's what we do.
It's really
compassion
tangible.
Is a powerful force for positive change and unity in a divided and turbulent world.
Unity. The ability to find something in common, the agreement, the thing that you share, that is unity. We have it with everyone. We are all these human beings. Oh, can we just let everything else go, please?
Oh, my goodness.
We are one and the same. We are one and the same. Unity. Love that.
When we expand our capacity for compassion, here's the pie in the sky ideal state once we embrace our fully expansive, compassionate beings.
I love the idea.
Societies can address inequality and social justice.
Mm-hmm. How beautiful. If we could get to that expansive point.
That would be amazing.
Not if, when. When.
Yes, that
when we get
will
there.
Be amazing. Mm. Compassion not only aids in creating a more inclusive and supportive society, but also inspires us to contribute to the well-being of others, ultimately leading to a more harmonious and empathetic world.
Which, that just helps everybody. And all of a sudden, we have this big old, like you said, pie in the sky ideal, and it's just fluffy, and everybody's in there, and it's so fun.
Oh, yeah. But we do live in this time of brokenness and turbulence.
Polarity, exactly.
There are often a few challenges to actually increase the impact of compassion. Some of those challenges are fear of vulnerability. I can't help you. I can't put myself in your shoes and open myself up that way.
Fear is, fear's the big one.
I feel like you could just leave it at fear. Fear.
Right. Fear, period. Right. Fear of vulnerability, fear of connection, fear of getting offensive, defensive, getting hurt, hurting.
Yes.
All the things. Fear is the great paralyzer. We talk about that a lot.
It gets in the way.
It gets in the way. Love is the antidote for fear.
Another challenge? Self-centeredness. Oh, those beautiful, fragile egos.
It's, I am the center of the universe.
Your problem is not my problem.
I am only here to help myself survive and thrive. Your problems are you. That's
yes.
the separateness.
We yes.
are the idea but, that we're separate, which is
but we're not.
False.
We are not. Lack of understanding or awareness of others' suffering. I feel like the self-centeredness plays into the lack of awareness.
Sure.
Like, I can't see beyond myself to realize, like, oh.
If you're in your own stew pot, you can't see that there's three other burners that are literally boiling over. Right?
And also, in this wonderful modern society that we live in, the busyness of life gets in the way of compassion.
Yes. It gets in the way of a lot of things, actually. I could see how compassion would just be right up there. Yeah. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to stop and be compassionate for you or your situation, because I've got to do X, Y, and Z.
That sounds like how we often look at things from a lack, what I'm giving up. If I extend myself in that way, I'm losing time, I'm losing whatever.
Which ties into just scarcity mindset, that whole idea that there is a limited amount of time, energy, money, etc. There's an overflowing abundance if we can tap into that and get our mind around that.
Change the narrative.
Yeah.
In order to overcome these and most other challenges of compassion, It requires,
what do we do, Tara? What do we do?
It requires open-mindedness. What? At the beginning of this, I asked you guys to open your heart. Mm. But to practice and cultivate more compassion, you got to open your mind.
7,000%. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of Karen's favorites, active listening.
Love that phrase. Active listening, super important.
Which leads into a genuine willingness to understand and empathize with others.
Also, in that active listening, you need to come to it with the idea that this is not about me. This is not a threat to me in any way. This is me being present for this person to share their experience or their situation. And you don't necessarily have to do anything, even though compassion is an active word, other than the act of listening, which is an act. Mm-hmm. It's an action.
We can also incorporate mindfulness practices, a little bit of self-reflection to nurture your own capacity for compassion for yourself. It's kind of hard to ask of ourselves to do something for others that we're not willing to do for ourselves.
Got
to
start with the practice of you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even I think, you know, even journaling or saying out loud, I have love and compassion for myself. I have love and compassion for myself. I have love and compassion for myself. Or, as I've pointed out, you're doing a great job. Say that in the mirror. You're doing a great job.
You know, hey.
You're on a journey. You're learning. You're growing. That's what we're here for. You're giving yourself those kudos and those hugs and those boosty, validating, affirmative thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So once we understand and acknowledge our own emotions and experiences, we have the groundwork for extending that compassion and understanding to others.
You have to have that thread for yourself to be able to help.
I also wanted to highlight a couple of organizations that I feel are, even though compassion is an action, compassion in action. So beyond your personal growth, compassion in action has the potential to catalyze significant social change. One of those organizations is Doctors Without Borders.
That's a great example.
One of my favorites is Habitat for Humanity. Everybody. You don't have to have any construction skills.
Right.
Get out there to help.
I had a great experience with them.
Yeah.
Habitat, that's great.
Amnesty International.
Mm. Remind me, I mean, on a higher level, I understand what Amnesty International is. What do they do, like boots on the ground? Like what?
Well, Amnesty International.
She just pushed her little spectacles up on her nose.
Is an organization known for its human rights campaigns. It works to protect and defend human rights around the world.
Right, right.
It investigates and exposes abuse, educates and mobilizes the public, and helps transform societies to create a safer, more just world.
If that isn't a vision and mission statement, I don't know what is.
It could be.
Wow. Yeah.
On a personal level, you could get involved with any of these organizations or find others that put compassion in action, whether it be through volunteering, advocating for social justice, or offering a comforting presence to someone in distress. These acts of compassion create a ripple effect, inspiring others to follow suit and amplify the potential for positive change. Let's get on this ripple effect.
It's so funny. I think sometimes we have these grandiose ideas of, well, I'm going to go wherever and help feed the poor and educate the masses. Also, there's a neighbor up the street who cannot get out to the grocery store or whose car is in the shop. Take note of the little inklings and the things that you hear where you can quite immediately be helpful and compassionate. Change someone's life. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Start at home first.
Yeah. I mean, of course, all the organizations, all the things you can do. But even just starting with those small acts of kindness, those small acts of compassion that are not small at all and really might not take all that much effort or time, could just be reaching out. How are you doing? Is there anything you need?
When we do that and other people, not that we're doing this for other people to notice or bear witness to, it can influence your circle's behavior and encourage them to pay it forward, leading to a chain reaction of positive acts of compassion, spreading through communities, workplaces, and beyond, ultimately fostering a more caring and supportive society.
Yeah, if you can do it in those small moments of oh, this person needs this. And as you point out in the workplace, you're all there to do a job and get the paycheck and do the things and check the boxes. But can we look at each other like human beings and interact and notice if something is off for someone? There's so many mental health struggles that become apparent in the workplace. And there's privacy issues. I'm not saying that, but it's okay to be compassionate and extend a phrase to someone. Is there anything I can do mm-hmm. to help?
Is there anything I can do to help? Simple question.
Yeah. Hmm. You never know until you ask.
You never know. All right. So that's my time here to get...
And scene.
That's just, what can I do to help? That's it. And now I'm out of here.
And then, like, to remember from this whole episode, all you need to remember is, what can I do to help? And ask yourself that question too.
How can you help yourself? Right. What do you need?
Thinking about what you need and developing the ability to, first of all, have the self-awareness and then have the vulnerability to ask. So many of us have so much trouble asking. I am us. I am the biggest offender of this. I'll be like, what can I do? You know how hard it's been for me to ask, right?
But I'm doing it.
Tara's so proud of me.
I am extremely proud of you.
Text you something like, I
is this okay? Yes.
Like, 100%. Yes. I'm so glad you asked. It's really beautiful. She's been great to practice with. Aww. It's good to have somebody to practice with, I think.
Safe space.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I left my mom's earlier. And she was just getting so upset because she never asked for help. She never asked for things. She doesn't know how to do it. And so now here she is in her late 80s and doesn't know what to ask the caregiver for.
Oh, wow.
What's okay to ask? I'm like, you can ask any. She was fiercely independent and widowed young and did everything herself. That was her family of origin's MO. And here she is 8 decades in and she doesn't feel comfortable asking.
I never thought about the impact of being widowed young would manifest itself decades later. Like,
yeah,
this was going to be my person.
Yeah.
Explorers. All we want you to do after listening to this episode, your mind and your heart are open, is be willing to be vulnerable and ask the question, what do you need? How can I help?
Connection above all else. Ooh! Connection leads to compassionate efforts and actions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know and be connected and feel like you're providing a safe space for someone.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
that
thing.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing, which leads me to a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yay! We're going to dance it out.
A beautiful, beautiful woman. I love her so much.
Oh my God, I love her so much too. Where is she? I just want to just hug her
so
hard.
She's a bestie. She's a bestie.
She's wonderful. She's literally one of my favorites. Like, and every time I hear this song, it's on my personal fave plate. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Today's song is from Corrine Bailey Rae, and it's Put Your Records On.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
That was the perfect song.
Yes.
For compassion.
Pity for pity's sake.
Some nights keep me awake.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Corrine.
I just want explorers to know that Karen literally let her hair down.
I did. I pulled it right on out of my clip.
As we were dancing and singing.
And we sounded good, too, didn't we? We were harmonizing. We were, like, acting it out. Looking each other
talking,
right in the
eye. Singing to each other. That's a new theme song.
Oh, that's the one. That's great.
Explorers, we hope you had a chance to let your hair down.
Oh, please tell me that you danced to that. Yeah.
This episode's QOTD.
This is the question of the day.
Tara's always got good questions. I have two really good ones, and I'm like,
do we have time for both?
All right, let's do it.
I love it.
Now, the first question. What impact can intergenerational connections have on promoting compassion in society?
Ooh, okay. Are we going to pause there and answer that one first?
Yeah, we're going to pause there and answer that one.
So the first thing that occurs to me is that in tribal cultures historically, the elders are always included and respected, and the children have that second, third, whatever generation person to look up to and gain wisdom from. I just think that it's so important, and it goes both ways, for everybody in the middle to appreciate what the other generations have to offer. Mm. Don't dismiss anyone because they're too little, first of all. They are right next
the
to consciousness.
Know.
They're like right by the front door.
Foreshadowed by the world. They know.
They're clean slates coming in. And then the elders have lived all of this wisdom and experience. And that is so valuable to the generations in the middle, but also they all have an effect on each other. If we can love and respect that within your family community and then outward into your neighborhoods and your towns and cities, that would be just so beautiful.
I love that, the wisdom and perhaps even the model of empathy from our elders mirrored and partnered with the fresher perspective and enthusiasm from the youngins.
It all matters. It's all different ingredients in this one.
Could you imagine if all of your advice came from your peers? Like,
oh God. You'd be like, well, let me just talk to myself all day.
That's not helpful.
Right. Yeah, I think those bookends and those farther generations from us on either side can help bring perspective and a new way of looking at it, thinking about it, feeling it. But obviously that can combust and go in the wrong way because there could be some
not some
habits and conventions in place. But if you could boil down some wisdom and gain something from that, I think that's beautiful.
Just being open to listening to another generation's perspective on something, like, that leads to a more compassionate society.
Yeah, it helps us condition ourselves to be more open-minded in general for going out into the world.
Okay. Number two.
Oh boy.
Oh no, it's fine. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. What role does self-compassion play in fostering empathy and compassion for others?
Well, we did discuss that throughout the episode. You go first on this one.
When we are kind and understanding toward ourselves, we're better able to extend that kindness and understanding and empathy and connection and compassion to others.
Yes, ma'am. We practice the skill. We get it limber. We get it flexible. We get it working. And then we can extend that to others.
And
it's hardest for to do
oh
for
my
ourselves.
Gosh, like, it's so hard.
We're so ridiculous.
Like the negative self-talk and whatever, when we're struggling with something, it is so easy to be unkind and inconsiderate even of ourselves.
It's
much harder, especially if we don't practice this, to be gentle, to be attuned to your experiences, your triggers, your struggles. That level of self-awareness takes work and practice. It doesn't just happen.
It's easier to go outside yourself and your circumstance and be like, I'm going to help this person. It's the turning inward and showing that love and beauty and kindness and genuine concern for yourself. Right. That's where the work.
Our earlier episodes about the good, the bad, the ugly, especially as we navigate through the shadow land of ourselves.
Yes, the shadow land, right? Ooh. There's dark corners, y'all. We're not sitting here going, we're not like little fairies going, it's no. only sunshine, it's only
sunshine
flowers.
And rainbows and butterflies, yay.
Do create what you focus on. And there's the reality of being human.
Yeah.
It's that connection. That's why we're so complicated. There's these varying parts that are at play and at any given time might even be fighting with each other. Your brain is like saying that thing that somebody said to you when you were 7 when you make a mistake. And
that's
now every
truth.
Time you make a mistake, you're like, yep, I really am so clumsy, or I really just don't get it, or whatever it is. Mm. Change the narrative. And only you have the power to do that within yourself. That requires practice, commitment, dedication, intention. Be
also,
nice to yourself.
Please.
That's what I just want to say.
Just be nice.
Don't be so mean.
Nice.
If we spoke to somebody else the way we speak to ourselves sometimes, people would be left and right being
we'd be
like,
fighting.
We'd be like a pariah. We'd be like, nobody wants to be around that person.
Like,
you don't want to be around me. You if you're going to keep talking to yourself like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
I have a lovely quote from the Dalai Lama.
Oh, I love that guy. I don't know which one it is.
I didn't put the number, so I have no idea. It's one of them.
It's probably the most recent, I feel like.
It says, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion.
Oh, mic drop, Dalai Lama. It's so simple.
Easy formula. It's not complicated. There's practice not any hidden variables.
No matter what. Practice compassion.
That's it.
Oh, that's such a beautiful message.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to wrap.
Yeah, explorers. We want to remind you that compassion has the power to bridge divides, heal wounds, and foster a more harmonious society. Mm. As we navigate the complexities of our world, let us strive to cultivate compassion in our daily lives. By extending empathy, kindness, and support to those around us, we can contribute to a brighter, more compassionate world for all. Let us embrace the transformative potential of compassion, a beacon of hope that can inspire positive change, and work towards building a future where understanding and empathy flourish.
Take a deep breath on that. Like, envision that. I love your radio voice so much. I just had to add that. I'm like, ooh, yes, dialed right in there.
I want to do that. Explorers, we're so glad you could join us.
Thanks for being here. Until next time, take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.